This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a bunch of us are melting. We're sweating. We're stinky. We're not liking the summer too well. I hope some of you guys in some of the places you live throughout the country are loving the weather. I'm not. It stinks. It's hot. It's dry. It's not very fun. And I hear every day people talking about global warming and, you know, we did this to ourselves. I'm like, well, I don't know if we did this to ourselves. I don't really think we have all that power. I think, you know, we are getting hotter, but I don't know if it's the solar flares. I don't know if it's our axis of the Earth. I don't know enough about that to say one way or another. I just really, really doubt my eating a hamburger and farting afterwards has anything to do with, you know, global warming. And when people argue with me about it, they go, yeah, but look at the glaciers. The glaciers are melting. I know that. I've been to Alaska multiple times, and the last time I went to Alaska was hot. I remember sweating when I was up in Juneau, or when I was in Ketchikan. I was sweating. Like, why am I sweating? And I also noticed there wasn't a lot of ice. Well, we're being told today by Life Science that Antarctica has a glacier that's been melting pretty fast. But not because of yours or my farts. It's because there's a buried volcanic vent that is heating up the glacier. They say volcanic heat has been found to lurk beneath the western Antarctica's frozen surface. And the extra warmth may be speeding up the disappearance of the Pine Island Glacier. That's the continent's fastest melting glacier. Now, Antarctica, as you know, is a continent in and of itself. It has many layers of ice. And these ice extend for miles over its bedrock. And scientists previously found this volcanic rift system stretching under West Antarctica and into the Ross Sea. Ross, I guess, as in Friends Ross, I don't know. But there has been over 138 volcanoes identified. But those volcanoes have been dormant for 2,200 years. And evidence has turned up near the Pine Island Glacier that there was recent magma activity deep underground. Now, many of you guys are like, well, that's interesting. We have Hawaii and that volcano erupting. Are these volcanoes erupting in spurts or clusters or, you know, I don't know. If so, that would really, really stink. But what if our quote-unquote global warming is occurring because of all this magma activity? Did anybody think about that? Now, they say volcanoes typically announce themselves by belching smoke and gas into the air. See, there, their belching and farts is what's doing it, not us. But in Antarctica, they say the heat source is buried under miles of ice. Even though the magma is hidden, scientists could spot its fingerprints in certain gases they found in seawater samples. The chemistry of melted ice running off the glacier hinted at a volcanic source upstream warming the ice from below and then accelerating the melt into the Amundsen Sea. If you guys know your geography, have at it. So, they say Antarctica looks like a tilted thumbs-up emoji. To the west is the thumb, the Antarctic Peninsula, protruding outward from West Antarctica, with the Pine Island Glacier, the ice shelf. Then there's the tongue of ice that extends from it and the thumb's base. And then the hand of the emoji is East Antarctica, and the eastern and western regions are bisected by the Trans-Antarctic Mountains. I know, I'm blown away too. Did anybody just think to themselves, wait a second, I just thought Antarctica was one big white thing. Yeah, me too. In school, we never broke down Antarctica. Now, maybe it's because maybe we didn't know back then, In the 70s and 80s, we just called the big white thing its own continent. We called it Antarctica, and then we moved on to the south of Africa. Right, or Africa, and then we started breaking that down. I didn't realize there were so many parts and emojis and, thumbprints and, wow. So, these glaciers are losing huge chunks of ice. I guess Pine Island Glacier lost about a mile wide. September, another chunk separated. And they found evidence of volcanism, even though they weren't even looking for volcanoes. They were sampling water for five different noble gases, including helium and xenon. And then they used noble glasses to trace ice melt. One of the gases that showed up in their samples high was helium-3. Now, helium-3 is a non-radioactive helium isotope, right? You remember that from chemistry? I don't. And it is the signature of volcanism. It's almost found exclusively in Earth's mantle. Now, why is this such a big deal? Well, I have been holding in my gas, just to protect the Earth from warming up, because I really don't like my air conditioning bills, and it may not even be that. We have been hearing that Antarctica is melting at a fast rate because of global warming. And we have been purporting the science without having all the scientific facts. Now, mind you, one of the reasons why we discovered this is because they were looking to probably support the theory of the whole climate change, global warming, man's, expulsion of gases changing the earth. But volcanic activity, I don't really think you or I could really control. They were talking about how in Mexico they were able to induce a tiny earthquake, seismic activity of about 2.0 on the Richter scale, right, when they won the game in the World Cup, won the soccer match. And so, and then the Seattle Seahawks, during one game was able to, rattle the earth where seismic activity were able to measure it. But I think if we're going to claim we're using science, then we better look at all the science. And if we are looking at the volcano in Hawaii and volcanic activity under Antarctica, maybe we should just kind of keep an eye out, right, for other sorts of areas. And I understand there's all these signs. I saw Dante's Peak. I know there's supposed to be gas bubbles and sulfur smells and water looks funny, and I get that there's things that are changing. But, man, I live near a mountain. Well, that's not the mountain I'm worried about. I'm worried about the mountain across the city. And it just is really peaked. And it just looks like a mountain that would just love to blow one day. And that's what I'm worried about. So I hope someone's studying that one. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning this in, tuning us in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I don't understand what to do with these Google ads. Why this ad? Report this ad. I can't get out of these ads. Not interested in ads. All right. So, one of my Facebook followers, Jessica, has a work crush. She does not want me to go into detail on air. She asked my opinion on how to figure out if this is really something. And I thought we should probably take a minute because this is some serious stuff. Okay? You're single. You now, in this whole Me Too movement and Me Too era, are scared to death of doing anything inappropriate at work. But you don't really, you're out of school and it's hard to meet people. And so your future spouse, right? Or baby's daddy or baby's mama, if people aren't getting married anymore, may be somebody you work with. And if you misinterpret something, that could be deadly for your job. If you think somebody's flirting with you when they're not. So if you have a boss or you have an employee, or you have a coworker, all right, my recommendation is just stay out of it. Stay out of it completely. But the majority of you guys don't. You're working with these people 12 hours a day. This is your new family. And workplace romances are not going to go away. When you work really closely with people, you work closely with them. Okay? And it's, as much as we are urging people to not go there, have social life completely separate, it's going to happen. So, Tracy Cox, she's a sex expert that writes for Daily Mail, I guess, gives us the 16 secret signs that your office crush likes you as well. And then how to seal the deal with the date. Again, this is something I do not want to recommend. I do not. But I see how dangerous it could be. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I hear somebody goes, I think they like me. And you're like, well, what are the signs? And you're like, nah, you're misreading. And you misread something at work, and that person thinks that you took something inappropriately, you know, took a smile as a flirt, they're not going to want you to work there because they're going to think you're a red flag. And so, and could get them in trouble later. So, you know, we need to kind of educate ourselves because I get how exciting it is if somebody's flirting with you. I get that. I don't get it flirted with anymore. I did before I was married, you know, and appropriately so. I have a wedding ring. People aren't going to flirt with me. I mean, maybe people would notice me. Then they'd look at the ring and look away. But I love the fact that I got noticed. And now I don't even get noticed anymore. So, according to her, here are the 16 secret signs. Okay? How to tell if he likes you back. And these are the top four giveaways. His smile gets bigger when he sees you. He moves in close when you speak. He leans towards you. He makes eye contact. Now, they say don't give up if this doesn't happen. Again, I'm not advocating this. This is what Tracy Cox is saying. Again, I do not want you going after somebody at work. But if it doesn't happen, and you really do like this person, and you're like, you want to know what? I don't care if I lose my job. I really want to be with this person. Maybe he's shy. And so if he makes direct eye contact, but then slides his eyes away only to come back again, he's nervous and can't help himself looking at you. I don't know if I agree with that entirely. You know, if I like somebody, I just can't even look at their eyes. I just, if Michael Fassbender ever walked into the room, I would be like looking at his shoulders and his pecs and, you know, I'd be like, his hair. I'd have a tough time looking at his eyes because when you look at the eyes, you feel like they could peer into your brain. You know, and you're like, If his feet point directly towards you, they say our feet point to where you want to go. If his point directly towards you, he's happy staying where he is. If his torso points towards you, but his feet point towards the door, that's not good news, they say. If he's sitting down, and if he's sitting with his legs wide apart and feet firmly planted on the floor directly facing you, he's effectively saying, here I am, take a good look. What's about to be yours? I don't know because, you know, when I'm in a business meeting, you know, or, you know, when I worked in marketing or HR or whatever, you don't want to sit to the side or look like you're on a computer or whatever. You want to look like you have their full attention, and so you will line up your shoulders. We know you will. So I don't know if I would do that, but it is true. If somebody comes into your cubby, near your cubby, and they face the shoes inward to the cubby, they are not as quick to run as they're facing outward and turning to talk to you. I get that. Now, they say his flirting triangle is big. Now, what do they mean about that? They say eye movement studies show that we look at different parts of people's faces depending on the situation and level of attractiveness. And with strangers, we make a small triangle by moving our eyes from eye to eye, dipping them as we move across the bridge of the nose. Now, the triangle widens as our eyes drop below eye level to include the nose and mouth. With people we're attracted to, the triangle broadens even further, dropping below the mouth. We'll look at their chest area, their body. So basically, if somebody, what they're saying is, if you are talking to somebody and they just look at your face and that's it and move on, they may not like you as much as somebody who starts to kind of look around, make that triangle. And it's not that they're being creepy looking at your breasts or looking at your pecs. It's their mind is sizing up for a potential mate. It's like that scanner, like in The Incredibles, you know? Okay? Now, this is interesting. He's blinking a lot. If someone looks at you and likes what they see, they tend to blink more. Now, this is because my husband, he closes his eyes when I'm around, and I can't tell. And again, this is for new love. I don't know if this would work for somebody you're married to for 21 years. He said, the brain associates rapid blinking, batting our eyelashes, with finding someone sexually attractive. The more you blink at someone, the more attracted you feel to them. Now, you could blink more when talking to your crush. He'll unconsciously try to match your blink rate to keep in sync with you. Then, that can make you both feel more attracted to each other. See, I can't test any of this. I'm married, so you guys have to test this and see if it's right. Then, he squares when he sees you. Now, what does that mean? It means you peacocks. So, suck in the tummy, chest out, back straight, makes himself look best. Women will also start to peacock a little bit. You know, their breasts may come out. Breasts, you know, in my case, that would mean they come up from my feet. You know, so there's a lot of things that women do, too. They straighten their shoulders, you know. He hesitates when you're not around or when you are around, not knowing whether to leave or stay or chat or not. So that means they're nervous but keen for contact. So let's say you're in your cubby, your cubicle, or you're in your office, and they're loitering. That could be a sign that they like you. If they fiddle with their clothing or their hair when they see you, then they call that preening. Now, men preen by straightening their collar, smoothing clothing, smoothing or mussing their hair, depending on the style. Women may grab their necklace, may grab their hair, I didn't realize this, but whenever somebody attractive comes by, I will start fixing my hair. I don't mean to fix my hair. It's a reflex, and I'm like, stop it. I do that. I was at the grocery store, and there was someone that walked by, and I immediately I'm like, what am I doing poofing up my hair? What is my problem? But it's animalistic instinct, you know? My husband goes, what? Like, oh, I just, you know, trying to cover up a bald spot. All right. Did you buy enough tampons? Yes, I did. All right. Can we go now? You need my credit card? All right. Meanwhile, I'm checking out the guy that walked by. It's like, mm-hmm. I love my husband. I really do. I love him. He puts up with a lot. His body language mimics yours. It's called mirroring. We like people who are like us. So many times what we do is we subconsciously start to mimic. So you lean forward. They may lean forward or back. He teases you. Men will use teasing and sarcasm to show affection. He tries to attract your attention by shifting in the chair or, guys are showing off. Eyebrows raised when they talk to you. Stands with hands on their hips to accentuate their body. May lend you a coat or sweater. All right. I'll tell you what happens when they're trying to give you body language to stay back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News.
By a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court has barred public employee contracts requiring workers to pay union dues. Mark Nix is the president of the National Right to Work Foundation. He was arguing the case. He explains what this means for workers.
In 22 states, roughly 5 million workers are compelled as a condition of their employment to pay a fee to a private organization to work for government. Those workers today have been freed from that burden.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, returned to work earlier this week, 2 weeks after being hospitalized with a mild heart attack. Kudlow joined Fox Business to talk about trade and what President Trump proposed at the G7.
He is a free trader, and he would like to see a new world trading system. Current one's broken. He'd like to see no tariffs, no non-tariff barriers, no subsidies.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Farrah writes, for 3 weeks, my manager was flirting with me big time. I could tell he was into me, she writes, and he even asked me to lunch. So I asked him to go to happy hour after work last Thursday, and he declined. And he spoke pretty fast. Since then, he won't look at me at work, feeling crappy about myself. Oh, yeah, that stinks. Oh, gosh. I can't tell you how many times I asked guys out, and then when they said no, oh, I felt like crap. I felt ugly. I felt fat. I'd look at myself in the mirror going, okay, you should have never asked him out. First, stop there. Stop, stop, stop. Just like any of you asking for a raise or any of you asking for, you know, something at work, promotion, etc. The biggest mistake you can do when you're rejected is blame yourself. and start feeling bad. Just because somebody says no doesn't mean no because you had a pimple or because you didn't apply enough deodorant or because you are a horrible worker. A no could be occurring for a whole variety of things. Maybe you're not getting a raise because the budget is already closed off for the year. And that person doesn't want to start dealing with everybody and their request for raises, etc. Maybe you're getting a no for the promotion because there's going to be a big shakeup at work. Certain positions aren't going to be there anymore. And they want you to lay low, but they can't really say that because that's supposed to be under wraps. And so for now, they just go no, hoping you don't bring the subject up until the subject needs to be brought up. Now, you getting a no from being turned down for either a date or a sexual advance or a job or a raise or a promotion, whatever, you do want to know why. Because we're always trying to better ourselves. We're always trying to advance. And so when you don't get an answer, you think the reason why you're not getting the answers are trying to be nice and it's the worst. Well, it's very simple to check your body odor. Smell yourself or ask your friend, what do I stink? Do you think I stink? Do I need more deodorant? Nah, you don't need more. You know, have a friend who will tell you like it is. Okay, then it's not because you stink. Ask your, friend, do I put makeup on wrong? You know, what, is, you know, whatever. Who cares? I mean, you know, you could do a very simple checklist. And then, who cares? Move on. And so we're talking about workplace romances and rejection, because apparently this thing happens a lot more often than I would have believed it would. So, Tracy Cox had talked about how to tell if somebody likes you at work, but what if you're misinterpreting? What sort of behavior would your coworker or somebody who you like be showing you if they're not interested? Because if you could pick up on that, you're not going to make a big mistake. Well, one is they say he's blocking. So we block to keep people in and to keep them out by using our body or other objects to establish a boundary. So if, let's say, he's crossing his arms or moves behind a desk or chair when you approach, he's trying to create a barrier between you and he. And that means he does not want that space to go. Whereas if he liked you, he would stay put or maybe even lean forward. Another way to tell if somebody is not interested is they do the opposite of you. So rather than mimicking your behavior, they do the opposite. So if you sit down and they stand up, that means, no, you know what? Stay out of the office. It's a bad sign. If they sit down when you stand, it could mean a variety of things. If they want to leave, right, sometimes they will tap their foot, shift weight from foot to foot. They may try to do other signs like, look, I'm not going to be standing here much longer to talk to you. Sometimes the arm cross means back off. People may cross their arms, not because they're comfortable. It's not very comfortable to sit there and cross their arms. But they do it, again, as another barrier. And if they don't find you attractive and they think you're flirting with them, you're going to see more blocking. You're going to see more defensive positions. So, if this is something you really want to do, and again, I do not urge anybody having a workplace romance, but if you're like, I don't really care about work, I really want to find a husband, and this is the person who I fell in love with them, and I want to make it work, and there are some real beautiful love stories that happen at work. I get that. One is Tracy recommends to keep it simple. They say the average female will send out 5 times more sexual signals than the average man. I know, we ladies trying to act like men are always the predator, women sometimes flirt more. They say one study of women flirting in a bar identified no less than 52 moves women use to show men they're interested. The average man chooses from a maximum of 10 to attract a female. Guys don't have to do much, you just have to stand there. You know, women are like, ah. Whereas women are like, okay, wait a second. I really do I have to, you know what? No, I need to be sure. I need to be really sure. Women don't like to take as many chances. So they will do more moves to confirm if somebody likes them. If you feel like you're being blatantly obvious with your ask-me-out signals and nothing is happening, check that they include the basic stuff like smiling, making and holding eye contact. They also say relax your body. Okay? Usually we ladies, we're all nervous. We clench our fists. We clench our teeth. Our jaw gets tight. We start to look like the person's mother. They don't want that. So relax. If you show, you know, one thing that I used to do with my husband, okay, I used to be very, very nervous when he walked in the room, okay, because I was like, oh, I was dating two of his friends at different times, and I didn't realize I liked Corey. I didn't realize I had a thing for him. It was subconscious. I was like, all right, that's just Corey. And I was dating, you know, his friends at the time or whatever. And so, but I knew something was up because I started to tighten up around him. I'm like, why am I starting to get all whatever? And so then when I really did want to, you know, move forward with him, I would then just kind of go, oh, hi, and just relax and look inviting to talk to. You know, when you look all stiff and, you know, the hair on the back of your head is all, you know, up and straightened up, then, you know, other people go, no, 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 I'm going to walk away. That person is not in the mood to talk. But when you're relaxed, you're like, yeah, and you lean back in your chair, kick back, let's talk. That's a good sign. Relax in your body. Make sure your body language is open. Don't fold your arms or hold anything like a bag or papers or whatever, like a shield in front of you. I disagree. Some of us have a little bit more roles than we want to. Those papers hide those roles. So I don't care about the shield. Cover up what you need to cover up. And then mirror his body language. Now, what do most men do? Well, they scratch themselves. So don't do that. But if they, you know, straighten their cubicle, then you straighten your cubicle if you guys are next to each other. I don't know. I don't really know. Now, here's the one thing I wanted to say. Going back to Farrah, who was being flirted with, and then all of a sudden it stopped. And she's confused. She goes, I swear he, you know, was into me, whatever. Sometimes flirting at work is not because that person wants a relationship and wants to have a child with you and wants to get married and live the rest of your life. Some people get bored at work. And when they're bored at work, it helps the time pass having somebody to flirt with. Some people may be using you just to boost their ego. They have no intention of being with you. But if they are in love with somebody outside of work, and that person is not really into them, and it's not moving as fast as they want it to be, yet here you are at work flirting with them, making them feel good, that gives them the boost they need to go after who they want to be with. And you need to be careful of that trap. You really do. Just because somebody's flirting with you doesn't necessarily mean we're talking go off on his horse into his castle of happily ever after. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we have another opioid crisis. And we're not talking about the overdose epidemic. We're having this crisis, which we actually have issues with that we grapple with every few years. And nobody talks about it. Well, it's being talked about now. Because the American Medical Association is telling us that we have drug shortages. And hospitals are running out of painkillers. They are frequently running out of widely used injected painkillers. So doctors and pharmacists are having to ration these injectable opioids to reserve them for the patients who are suffering the most. Meaning if you're in pain, somebody else is going to decide if you get that medicine or not based on shortages. Other patients get slow-acting or less effective pain pills, and some of these have more side effects and even more sedation. Now, medical groups are urging regulators to help, saying some people having surgery, fighting cancer, or suffering severe burns are getting inadequate pain control. They say shortages frequently cause medication switches, and those could lead to deadly mistakes. Earlier this month, the American Medical Association declared drug shortages as a public health crisis, saying it will urge federal agencies to examine the problem as a national security threat and perhaps designate medicine factories as critical infrastructure. So, like I said, these injectable opioid shortages have happened before, 2001, 2010, and they didn't seem to last as long. But this one started about a year ago, and they expect it to last into next year. So what is going on with these shortages? Is it that more people are using them? Is it because less companies are producing them? Is it because some hospitals are like, no, 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 we don't want to look like we're giving a lot out, so we don't want to be accused of giving 1,000 doses in an extended period of time and it looking bad, so we'll just say we only gave out X amount of doses? I really can't stand those stories. When they go after pharmacies saying, oh my gosh, a pharmacy wrote 1 million doses in an 11-year period. Well, a million pills in 11 years to a city of 30,000, 40,000, that's, when you break it down per month, that's not a lot. So the media knows how to make people look bad. And remember I told you when pharmacies would tell my patients, sorry, we're out of Vicodin, I'm sorry, we're out. Like, you're out? Well, that was after that big, huge pharmacy chain got sued and fined for filling prescriptions that didn't really seem to be over an amount that I've ever heard to be really outlandish, considering the size of the population that they serve. And so pharmacies are like, look, to play it safe, we'll cut ourselves off at this number of pills, so no more than this number of orders per month. So these are all sorts of things that can lead to drug shortages. And listen, if less pharmacies and hospitals and medical centers then are stocking these, then the pharmaceutical companies don't have as much demand, so they're going to start to limit supply. It costs money. I don't blame them. Now, for people trying to fight the opioid crisis, like, yeah, woohoo, woohoo, yeah, look at what we're doing. But we have people in pain. Aaron Fox, University of Utah Hospital's pharmacist, says it's definitely the most severe I've seen in tracking drug shortages for 17 years. She tracks national medicine shortages and recalls two patients dying due to medication errors during the 2010 shortage. So shortages steal time for patient care, increase hospital costs, affect every department, operating rooms, emergency rooms, cancer clinics. They occasionally find opioids missing from carts, borrowed by colleagues, needing them for other patients. So how are people dying from medication errors? Well, if let's say you are on medication, I don't know, let's say like Coumadin, right? That's the thinner blood. And you're finally titrated to the dose that has you exactly where you need to be in terms of your blood thinning. And then all of a sudden we change your painkiller. That could change the way your pill is metabolized. And if somebody goes, oh, but I'm just swapping the painkiller, I'm not messing with the Coumadin, it could still affect the Coumadin. You see? So, it's frustrating. They say shortages started hitting hospitals last summer after the FDA found sterility and other serious problems at a Pfizer factory in Kansas. The company makes 60% of the country's injectable opioids. So they had to slash production to fix the problems. Then by January, shortages were so bad that hospitals started to create teams to manage their supplies. That's according to Michael Ganillo, director of pharmacy practice at the 45,000-member American Society of Health System Pharmacists. The group's April survey of 343 hospital pharmacists found 98% had dealt with moderate or severe shortages of key opioids like morphine, fentanyl, hydromorphone, like a Dilaudid. Many hospitals were completely out of at least one. Shortages of generic drugs have now become the norm. Profit margins are tiny, so only a handful of companies make them. And none can dramatically increase production when a rival stops manufacturing. So let's say, God forbid, we have a building collapse, just like the hospital that collapsed in Texas yesterday. Or let's say there's a huge earthquake. Or let's say there's a mass shooting. If a hospital is already on short supply of pain medications, and this is when we're not in a state of crisis, what happens when we are? Nobody wants to be out of a good antibiotic, and nobody wants to be out of, you know, ZMAP for Ebola. But I tell you, most of the country does not want us to be out of painkillers. If we need painkillers, we want them. Michael Cullen, president of the Institute of Safety Medication Practices, they're an independent group that compiles voluntary error reports, says mix-ups occur when nurses or pharmacists substitute unfamiliar painkillers or ones with different concentrations than normal. One caused a surgical patient to stop breathing. They had been overdosed when fentanyl wasn't available and were mistakenly given the same amount of a much stronger sufentanil. Now, luckily, those patients were saved. But regional anesthesia, they go hospitals are grappling with shortages of that. Local injections of lidocaine, bupivacaine, and another painkiller for eye surgery, orthopedic surgery, hip replacements, etc. And then what about maternity wards? Dr. Ruth Landau, director of obstetric anesthesia at Columbia University Medical Center, New York, says maternity wards for months have faced a critical shortage of bupivacaine. And that's risky because if a woman in labor starts to bleed or her baby doesn't get enough oxygen, we need to perform an emergency C-section. And they usually like the slower-acting bupivacaine, or some they don't prefer it, they've had to, and that could delay delivery, could harm mom and baby. You need to be able to anesthetize quickly so you can start getting the baby out and do that spinal block. So what does this mean for you or I? We need to be very, very vocal about how government and how our nation is approaching this crisis. Cancer patients aren't getting their painkillers. MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, palliative care specialist Dr. Ishwara Subia says there's already distressed advanced cancer patients needing reassurance when she's forced to take them off a scarce injected painkiller that's working. Cancer pain can be excruciating, more than what a pill can manage. And so everybody wants to be in vogue and look like they're fighting the opioid crisis, yet when you do that, you cause a cascade of events that ends up causing drug shortages. Purdue Pharma being crucified in the media, being crucified in courts, may put you and I at risk if we ever are in a severe amount of pain from not getting our painkillers. And from what I'm understanding, everybody right now is in a hoarding mode. And they're trying to hold as many painkillers as they can, such that if the poop hits the fan, they have something later. 1-877 Doc Deli.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., a Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.